preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
And this morning, we would normally fuss up and down the highway. I picked up the phone to call Steve. I said, oh man, not two in a row. And I picked up the phone. Let me see what he's doing. I thought about it. I said, oh man. That's how it goes. With folk that mean much to you. It comes sometimes when you least expect it. Let's go on before I just say dismiss church. You have your Bible. Let's go to turn to 1 Thessalonians. I think we did a series on this, but I don't think we got to this verse. And if we didn't get to this verse, I just got to look to my left. Sister Tennis, Sister Jerry, they'll let me know. Sister Pat, they'll let me know. They got it marked. Sometimes I got to call them and ask them, did I preach something before? We're going to key in on that 18th verse. The fifth chapter, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. I know we keyed on that 17th verse, but I don't think we went to that 18th verse. But I don't have to say it too long. They'll throw their fingers up. They got it marked. I ain't no need of me fooling myself. And we're going to just work with that one verse. In everything, let's try this again. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's talk about giving thanks. Give what?
Thanks.
Have someone ever given you something? They didn't know you needed it. But what they gave you took care of you through the week. And you had no idea, but you was glad because the Spirit touched them. And as a result of the Spirit touching them, it blessed you. Yes. And you said, thank you. Thank you so much for the gift that you gave me. It blessed my heart. In everything, give
thanks.
That brings out the humility of the believer. Paul is writing this to the Thessalonians, Thessalonica. Paul has a reason to write this. Mm-hmm. and everything. Give thanks. He has a reason to write this. For Paul's life was a life of a series of ups and downs. Paul's life had turns and curves. Paul's life mirrored some of our lives. Paul was not always saved. He was not always a believer. He didn't always pray. Sound like some of us, doesn't it?
Amen.
So all the time, I don't know how we get out of bed week after week after week after month after year and don't say thank you. Where do you do that at? Lord, get you out of bed every day, every month, for years, and you can't even tell him. Allow you to put food on your table. Go to the little job that you have, and won't even say, let you play a little music in the backyard. With your favorite barbecue.
Yes.
Eating sumptuously. Yes. Drink your little wine.
Come on,
and you still won't say, where do you do that at? A God who brings you out the hospital.
Yes.
From the doctor.
Yes.
To the doctor.
Yes.
From test to test. And we still won't say
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Where do you do that at? Paul was not only writing to the Thessalonians, but he was writing to Pleasant Green.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Do I have some help here?
Yes.
He just wasn't writing to the Thessalonians.
Yes, Lord.
But he was writing to us.
Yes.
Says, now y'all, in everything, why don't you just give some thanks?
Yes.
In everything. Give thanks.
Yeah.
Paul's life was a mirror of ours. Not always Christianity. Paul did some throwing a rock and hiding his hand. Had the first deacon of the church here. Paul was instrumental in his death.
Yeah.
But who knows? But when God gets tired of what you're doing, he knows how to turn you
around.
And not only will he turn you around, then he'll come back and get the best out of you. Ought to have some help in here now. Not only will God turn you around, but then he'll turn you around and get the best
out of you. Well, take a look at you. Did he turn you around? Is he getting the best out of you? Amen. Amen. Now the time on Sunday morning, Brother Leota. I'll be trying to get it back together. I wouldn't have made it to church. But God turned it. And now he's getting the best out of me. I'm not the only one in here. If you in that category, you can say, yeah, I'm in that category too. There was a time in my life I'd be struggling on Sunday morning. But God turned that thing around. And now he's getting the best out of me. Ain't nothing wrong with just saying it like it is. Some folk don't like to say it because, you know, Reverend, I have always been a Christian. And I've never wavered in my life. I've always done which was right and good. I've never had no sin problem. Yes, indeed. That's super saying. But if you could just go back into their lives and look on the projector, we would all have to go to Pine Grove. You wouldn't believe they did this and that and this, and they were, well, oh my God, yes. God would turn you around and then get the best out of you. So Paul, has dealt with God, and God has dealt with Paul. First of all, you know when you're dealing with a believer. Because your heart will tell you that you're really dealing with someone who means well. Not that they won't make a mistake, but they mean well. And so here, Paul can tell the Thessalonians, because of the things that has happened to him in his life. From meeting Jesus on the Damascus Road.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is KAYT and KQJOFM. Five cities strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station.
Trust God's blood for you.